Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our episode today, and it is about tax tips and reminders as we move into the fourth quarter of 2020. We want to provide some reminders and some tips to potentially save you money, to have to do some planning for 2020, and to file any income taxes, federal taxes, for 2019 if you have not already done so. So first up, October 15th is the deadline if you filed an extension back in July or before. October 15th is the due date to file your 2019 tax return. So you need to do that before the deadline or by the deadline. And of course, if you will owe, you need to pay as soon as possible to reduce any penalties and interest. Now, question is, how should you file? In this time that we're living in, electronic is the suggested method. Of course, you can certainly continue to do a paper form if that's something that you've already done and you're not so moved to use electronic. But there are free electronic options that are available for you. So the IRS on their website has a free file tool, and that tool is available for you to use to file your tax return that is due on October 15th. It's available for those who have adjusted gross income of $69,000 or less. So you simply go to irs.gov/free file. So there are several free file options when you get there, and you can select that that option that is best for you. So in addition, as we mentioned, October 15th is the last day for most people, but there are some taxpayers that may have more time, and they include members of the military and others serving in a combat zone. They typically have 180 days after they leave the combat zone to file returns and pay any taxes due. The other exception is for taxpayers in federally declared disaster areas who already had valid extensions. So those are two exceptions to the October 15th deadline. And of course, this deadline applies to those who filed an extension already. So in terms of receiving your refund, once again, electronic, if you can. The safest and fastest way to get your refund is to have it direct deposited into your account. Okay, and you can have that refund directed deposited into more than one account. If you'd like to spread it out into two or three accounts, you can do so. It's much faster than having a paper check sent to you. So after you have filed your return, you can, of course, use the Where's My Refund tool on the IRS website, or you can download this awesome mobile app that the IRS has, and it's IRS2Go, IRS and the number 2, G-O. It's a mobile app that you can track the status of your refund and make payments, by the way. So let's talk about, if you owe on your federal taxes, you can, once again, electronic. Taxpayers can make their federal tax payments in a number of ways electronically, online, by phone, or with the IRS To Go app. So the IRS is encouraging all taxpayers to do so electronically. You can make that payment if you're using some other tax software online. You just ask your tax preparer to do so on your behalf. There's also IRS Direct Pay, which allows taxpayers to pay online directly from a checking account or savings account for free, and even schedule payments ahead. You can choose to pay with a credit card, debit card, or digital wallet options through a payment processor. And the IRS Go mobile app provides mobile-friendly payment options as well, including direct pay and card payment providers. You could also enroll in the EFTPS, Electronic Federal Tax Payment System, and make payments that way. So there are a number of convenient options if you owe on your taxes or would like to make some estimated payments that you can do so. If you are unable to pay the full amount of what is due, there are payment options available to you through the IRS website. So once again, there will be interest and late payment penalties. They will continue to accrue on any unpaid taxes. However, you can set up an arrangement with the IRS if need be. So that's it on the upcoming October 15th tax deadline. So let's move to the next tip and reminder, and that is concerning the economic impact payments. Some of you will know it as the stimulus payments that were received back in the summer by most taxpayers. But all taxpayers have not received that payment. If you are one of those taxpayers that did not receive a payment and you are a non-filer, you can still get one, but you must act by November 21st. So let's talk about what that means. A non-filer is someone who is not required to file a return, generally because their income meets the threshold of a non-filer, not requiring a return. Okay? It's designed for non-filers, typically those with incomes below $24,400 for married couples and $12,200 for singles. So, if you are a non-filer, you're not required to file, and you have not received your economic impact payment, you do not want to leave this on the table. What do you need to do? You need to register. You need to go to the IRS website, and on that website, there is a non-filer tool. Yes, there is a tool that you would use, and it's pretty simple. And with that tool, all you're simply doing is registering yourself so that the IRS has the information that it needs to process your payment. This registration deadline was prior. It was 5 weeks earlier than November 21st. But early in October, the IRS extended that deadline to register, and it is now November 21st. So that allows an additional 5 weeks. So the IRS is urging people who typically don't file a tax return to do so using the the non-filer tool to register first. Time is running out. Do not delay, because this is money that is due you, and you do not, once again, want to leave it on the table. Now, beginning 2 weeks after you register using the non-filer tool, you can track the status of your payment using the, quote, Get My Payment tool available on the IRS. So as you see, the IRS has made tools available on their website for taxpayers to accomplish what they need in an electronic manner. You can track the status of your refund. You can track the status of your economic impact payment. You can do an estimation of your the amount and whether or not you have withheld enough money from your paycheck. So there are a lot of tools that are available on the website that you should be taking advantage of. So we wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. The next thing is, we are now in October of 2020. And now is the perfect time to review your tax withholdings and payments to avoid a surprise when filing your tax return next year. Tax planning is so very important. And for many taxpayers, tax planning could be as simple as just making sure that the proper amount is being withheld from your paycheck. It could be just that simple. Some of you desire to have a large refund. You can control that. Some of you desire not to have a large refund, but to owe just a little bit of tax. You can control that. But you cannot control it if you don't plan ahead. And usually, the second half of the year before the tax year. So right now, the upcoming tax year will be 2020. And we are now in 2020. It is October 2020. We only have 2.5 more months remaining in this tax year. So the onus is on us all to do a little planning, check our withholdings, to make sure that we have no surprises when we file our returns. Now, as you know, that we are paying our taxes through the year always. We're paying our taxes. If you are working, you're paying on your taxes through payroll withholdings. Also, we're paying our taxes through the year. Some of you make estimated tax payments, or a combination of both. You do realize that even though you have payroll tax withholdings, you could also make an estimated tax payment, which of course is typically done by businesses. Usually, if you don't have a business and you would like to pay additional amounts in taxes, your federal taxes, if you would like to pay over and above what is being withheld, you could simply just use your W-4. You simply contact your employer. You don't really need to contact your employer. You can download a W-4 and update that W-4 to either add additional withholdings on top of the current exemptions that you have, or completely change your exemptions, or a combination. So, updating your withholdings is at your disposal at any time. You can do that at any time during the year. About 70% of taxpayers over withhold their taxes every year, which of course ends up being a refund. So the average refund in 2020, the average taxpayer refund was somewhere around $2,400. So keep in mind, if that is an amount that if you desire to have a refund, you need to know where you stand right now. So how do you do that? So the IRS launched an improved tax withholding estimator tool. It's called Tax Withholding Estimator Tool. In fact, I walked through it to see how it worked. And I tell you, it was pretty on point and pretty remarkable. It's a secure tool on the IRS website that you can just go in, and it is very easy for you to have the right amount of tax withheld during the year. 2020 is a very unusual year in terms of finances and taxes, and of course, with the pandemic, many people are receiving unemployment. Unemployment for the first time in their lives. There are various types of tax relief aid that many of you may be receiving for the first time. And some of these things may or may not be taxable. Some of them may have to be included on your 2020 tax return, and you're not aware of it, that income. And in most cases, if it is taxable, then you should be considering, or you should have amounts withheld from those payments so that you won't have a big tax bill when you file. So the tax withholder estimator will allow you to go in and determine whether or not, based on your individual circumstances, you will have to put in your income that you've already earned. These are some of the things that I'm recalling. Income that you expect to earn for the rest of the year. Okay, of course, including unemployment. It will ask you questions and walk through. Your name is not attached to this. It's an anonymous tool. So it's not you individually, won't be attached to you. So you can go out there and determine. And the end result will be the tool will tell you, based on the information that you put in, whether or not you will have had enough withheld or paid in to cover your estimated tax liability. At the end, it will give you an estimated tax liability, and then it will say you have overpaid or you projected to be underpaid by this amount. So let's look at those two scenarios. So if, for example, when you put in all of your information and at the end, it tells you that your estimated tax liability is $4,000. Then it also says the estimated amount that you will have paid in is $2,500. That means you will have a shortfall of $1,500 and have to pay $1,500 when you file your 2020 tax return, unless you do something now. So here are the options of what you could do now. Once again, if it's showing you that you will have a shortfall of your tax liability of $1,500, then you will have to increase your paycheck deductions, your tax deductions in your paycheck between now and December 31. You can go in once again and say, I want to have an additional $300 withheld from each check and then you stop it after your December 31 check. Fill out another W-4 for starting January 1, 2021, and you will have paid more in, covered that $1,500 or what have you. You might decide that you want a refund. So you may decide you want to pay an additional $500 a paycheck between now and December 31 to guarantee that you will have a refund when you file your tax return next year. So let's flip the situation. So let's say your estimated tax liability is $2,000. The tool shows that your estimated tax liability is $2,000, but the tool shows that you will have paid in $4,000. So that means the tool is going to show that your estimated refund, estimated based off the information that you put in, is $2,000. If you want a $2,000 refund, then you're good. You make no changes between now and December 31. However, if you decide that, oh, I could use that money now, I really don't want a $2,000 refund, once again, you can go in, prepare a W-4, just pull it from the IRS website, prepare a new W-4, and change your exemptions. And how do you change it? Which way do you change it? In order to have less taken out of your check, you need to increase your exemptions. Okay? Based off your tax situation. So you would need to increase your exemption. So let's say your exemptions right now on your current W-4 that your payroll department has is maybe 5 exemptions. You would go in and maybe bump that up to 6 or 7 exemptions or whatever the proper number might be. By increasing the exemptions, less will be withheld from your tax, from your paycheck. You will receive more back between your net pay will be higher between now and December 31st. And with that, your $2,000 estimated refund will be lower. So you see how that works? That's what we call planning. We don't want to be caught by surprise. It is very, very, very important that we make use of the tools that are available to us, look at where we stand. So I urge you to go to the IRS website and look at the tax withholding estimator. Utilize that tool to determine where you stand. So let's talk about unemployment. Did you know that unemployment compensation, your unemployment checks that you are receiving, they're taxable? Okay. Millions of Americans are now receiving taxable unemployment compensation. And once again, many of you for the first time, reminding you that you can have tax withheld from your unemployment to help avoid owing taxes on this income when you file your tax return next year. So your unemployment compensation must be reported on your tax return. However, this withholding is voluntary. You likely were asked that when you applied for unemployment and was approved and you prepared your forms. So federal law allows any recipient to choose to have a flat 10% withheld from their unemployment benefits to cover part or all of your tax liability. So to do that, if you have not filled it out, you can go grab on the IRS website form W-4V, V as in Victor. Fill out form W-4V. It's a voluntary withholding request, and you give it to the agency that is paying your unemployment benefits, so your state unemployment office. Don't send it to the IRS. Okay? If this, if your state unemployment office or whoever is paying your unemployment have their own withholding request form, use that one instead. So keep in mind that if you don't choose any withholding on your unemployment income, or your withholding is not enough, you can still make quarterly estimated tax payments. Now for 2020, there's only one quarter left, or one deadline remaining for an estimated tax payment. And what is an estimated tax payment? It's basically you going and paying on your estimated tax liability at any time. And when I say any time, there are time periods during the year that you could do that. So the payment for the first two quarters of 2020 was due on July 15th. So that's passed. The third and fourth quarter payments, estimated payments, the third quarter was due on September 15th. That's passed. So the last opportunity to make an estimated tax payment for your 2020 taxes, if you are not employed and you feel like you've not had enough withheld, you can go and make an estimated tax payment on January 15th. Okay? So I wanted to share that out because it's going to affect far more people this year than it has at any time before. So in January of 2021, if you receive unemployment, you will receive a form 1099-G from the agency that's paying you your unemployment. And it's going to show the amount of unemployment compensation that you received during 2020. It's also going to show any federal income tax withheld that you had. You will need to report this information along with any W-2 income or any other income that you have on your 2020 tax return. So those are very important things that we need to look into between now and December 31. So if you don't have a chance, if you are working, you have your W-4. That's a great opportunity to make an adjustment for through your payroll. If you don't do it that way and you're working, you can also still make an estimated payment, your fourth quarter estimated payment in January. And once again, that's voluntary. That's not anything that is required. If you are not working, obviously there is no paycheck, no deduction for taxes, then your only option is your estimated payments. So that can be made January 15th. Of course, you can also choose to fill out the W-4V now and get some of those unemployment check taxes withheld between now and December 31. And then, of course, maybe you can make an additional payment on January 15th, 2021. So in summary, file your tax return by October the 15th. If you filed an extension, if you did not receive your economic impact payment over the summer and you are a non-filer, a person who is not required to file, register before November 21 on the IRS website using the non-filer tool. Check using Where's My Payment tool. And then finally, let's all plan. Let's all start looking at our the amount of withholdings that we've had for 2020. Use the withholding estimator tool to make sure we have no surprises. And generally, we'll have an idea of whether we will have a refund in 2020 or owe. And then, if it's not a number that you like, you can make adjustments between now and January 15th, for that matter, which is the deadline for the last estimated tax payment. So thank you for listening to this episode on today, our Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.